Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Okay, so LA police launched an internal investigation after officers reportedly posed for pictures with Ray J. Here's what happened. Ray J was pulled over for texting while driving. He was like, no, I was just trying to connect my Bluetooth. So officers were like, all right, we let you off without a warning. And then they were like, but get out of your car. Because they wanted to take pictures with him. That is apparently against the department's policy, so those police officers are in big trouble.
Oh, come on.
Remember when Columbus Short claimed he knocked out that guy in an L.A. bar because the guy slapped his wife? Well, come on, Bill. He lied, and he's admitting to lying. TMZ allegedly has the text Columbus sent to the guy he hit the same night it happened, and he's apologizing for doing it. And in this text, he says, I know I'm texting and incriminating myself.
Wow.
Dumb ass.
Da, 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 da.
Okay, so they got back together and now they've broken up. Not a couple, a group. Danny DeCane is done. They say Aubrey and Shannon have been meeting in the studio without Dawn, and Dawn got pissed, so she allegedly showed up. You know how she probably got a friend that work in the studio, and she's like, yeah, they're going to be here at 5 o'clock on Friday, so you just come in, don't tell them I told you. So apparently she showed up like, what y'all do? Oh, y'all trying to record some stuff without me? Oh, it's about to go down. So that's what happened. Dawn posted on her Facebook that she's not proud of certain choices that she's made, but that she don't want to be disrespected. Now, I'm not sure if a fight ensued, but it sounds like there was some sort of altercation.
Hmm.
New couple alert. Now, I know Tiger's supposed to be messing with Blac Chyna, but if I see him one more time with Kylie Jenner, I don't know if he's just trying to get on that
Kylie
Kim Kardashian. She's 17. She just had her birthday. Like,
maybe he's babysitting.
No, not when he offers her a drink. TMZ's got video.
What?
Yeah, you don't see her take the drink, but, and everybody was there. Chris Brown, which, by the way, this is just what I think. I'm starting the rumor now. I think Chris Brown and Kendall Jenner are getting it in.
Oh, double D.
What's Kendall Jenner's like 18? Here's why I say this. Every time I see like the last 2 weeks, all I've been doing is seeing pictures of Tiger and Kylie Jenner, Kendall and Chris Brown, and hugged the hell up. Now, they're too young. Well, I guess Chris Brown is in his 20s. It's all right. But I'm just saying, girls are bait. No, I said he's in his 20s. He's like 24.
30.
No, he's not. Listen, if you haven't seen the James Brown biopic, get on up. It's good. I liked it. But apparently the film stops off right where the drama begins. Hmm. So says James Brown's widow and the mother of his 13-year-old son, Tony Brown. She says Brown's family is battling over his $65 million fortune. Who knew?
Yep.
You would have thought he would have got a better perm. $65
million. Somebody.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I
mean, that was very
disrespectful. All right, I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I apologize. So they say, like, the family members are fighting, right? When he died, the baby was, like, 6 months old. So they couldn't do the normal DNA test because of all the embalming fluid in his body. Guess what they did?
What?
They had to cut off his legs to get to his bone marrow. James Brown. So she says they're fighting over this. So, you know, they dismembered his body. And they say his body has been moved 14 times since his death. Now, how old was this woman when she met 64-year-old James Brown? Take a guess.
How?
25.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, how old was James, though?
64.
Mm.
And how old was he when he passed?
I don't know. What is this, a math test?
I'm trying to see how long were they together because they had a child, right?
Yeah, they did have a child together. I don't remember. We died in 2006.
So there could be a sequel to the movie?
I mean, I the family probably didn't want that part in there, I guess. Lastly, Lionel Richie is laced. Did y'all know Lionel Richie? Like Nicole Richie's dad?
He's paid. Huh?
He owed the IRS $1.1 million for allegedly failing to pay income tax for 2010. How much do you need to make to owe $1 million?
I don't know, but how long is this report?
Anyway, he wrote a check for it. He's like, I got it. Here's a $1 million check. I'm out free to that's hot off the wire. You're a jerk because you didn't know that about Lionel Richie. For more stuff, go to therustparmorningshow.com. Hit us up via Twitter and Instagram at Russ Parr Show.
You wouldn't have did that if Russ was here.
Russ ain't.